Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today, and it's also a blessing and a mission. It is a calling and a mission. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. We got a good show coming up for you. I think it's going to have packed full of information and warnings and maybe inspire you. I hope it will inspire you. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace, for your love, and for your mercy. We thank you for your forgiveness. As such a loving Father, that you're always there to catch us when we fall. May we learn from all the mistakes that we make, Father. We ask that you protect us and that you will protect our president and surround him with wise and godly counsel and the gift of discernment that he shall know the difference of all the things he has to sift through. Guide us, Father, each day as we try to walk your way and we're trying to fight for this nation and freedom. Oh, our freedom of religion is on the line. I never in my life thought we would be at this point, Father. But freedom is only one generation away of being lost. And we have been a very spoiled people, just like the prodigal son, ready to walk away and use all our riches, and then next thing you know, we've spoiled it all, and we come running back to the Father. May we do that, O God, run back to you. Bless my advertisers, O Father, and the sponsors of CSE Talk Radio. Make them successful in their endeavors and profitable in their businesses. And again, here am I, send me, UCSC Talk Radio, to help all these and to bring America home. For such a time as this, we pray. Amen. And it's going to be a scorcher today. Here in the Midwest, right here in a smack dab in the middle of the nation. Hot, hot, hot. I know, you're thinking, Beth, you're not here to give us an out-of-the-window, looking-out-the-window weather report. We can look it up on our phones. You know, those wonderful plastic pocket computers that keep us connected to the world and dependent on China. Yeah, you didn't see that coming, did you? Because I'm one of those easygoing gals, and I don't have a strong curiosity, scientific curiosity about things, how they work. Until about 2 years ago, I had not really understood or even heard the term rare earth minerals. But they apparently are quite important. They are necessary to make our techie devices and those lithium batteries run. And on top of that, they're also necessary for wind turbines and solar panels and electric vehicles. It's green energy, you know. According to a recent article by Daniel Turner, the Chinese figured this all out a while back and wiggled themselves to the top of that market. The Red New Deal, how China wants to dominate America through green energy. Some of what I thought, you know, was crazy, the Green New Deal, the brainless child of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, in which the claim is made climate change constitutes a direct threat to the national security of the United States. Well, she got that partly correct. I'll reword it for her because she needs a little help. Climate change worshippers and fearmongers constitute a direct threat to the national security of the United States. Congress has sold us out, and they continue to. Biden, if you'll remember, says, China is going to eat our lunch? Come on, man. I mean, you know, they're not bad folks. But guess what? They're not competition for us. Come on, man. Okay, the second one was free. Daniel Turner is my guest today, and we're going to talk about the red owning the green and eating our lunch. Welcome back, Daniel. How are you doing today?
Bethann, I'm great. Thanks for having me on, as always.
Well, thank you for all that you do. This is a great article. And did you get to be with on Dan Bongino's show?
No, and I am trying my hardest to get on his show. I think we would get along because we're both named Dan, and we're both from New York. So we have an initial
Yeah, he is
connection.
A New Yorker, that's for sure. You know, I met Dan. I met Dan several years ago. He and I both, that was before he was the big guy, you know. But I think a lot of him. I think he's a great guy.
Yes.
And I met him at a gun rally in Philadelphia, and we were both speakers. It was an outdoor event, and we were both speakers at that event. So I did get to meet Dan Bongino. I had him on the air a couple of times back in the day. So he's a good man. And you want me to try and put a good word in for you?
Thank you. I would appreciate that.
Maybe I'll do that. I've been thinking about trying to get him back on, but he is so busy with all of his interviews and his podcast and show that he does. I don't know if he'd find the time to be on CSE Talk Radio again, but I had him on when he was running for Senate, too. I think he was running for a senator position back there in New York one day. But, yeah, he's a good man. But he apparently liked your article.
He is, yes, and I was flattered that his he created a site which is trying to give the Drudge Report a little run for its money, and you know the Drudge Report really had a monopoly as an aggregator, as the aggregator of news for 20 some odd years. I mean, they were made famous when they broke the Monica Lewinsky scandal back in whatever year that was, 96, 97. And the Drudge Report really held the title of the number one aggregator of news, but they have slipped. And Dan saw an opportunity, and so he created his own similar aggregator, and that's why we were happy to give this report to him, because he's got a very big audience, and I think they would care deeply about the China angle of what we were trying to highlight.
Well, and he has been quite active on Parler. We just got on that a couple of weeks ago and just getting started on it. So we do a little parlay over there and echo out some news as best we can and opinions and thoughts. And so, but this is a great article that you wrote, and it puts, you know, somebody like me, and I have to be honest about my ignorance and my lack of curiosity. I didn't know what rare earth minerals was until, I guess, about 2 years ago. And I think you and I were talking about it, and Rudy was telling me all about it. I said, well, I had no clue. You know, I just thought you just, you know, made batteries in a factory. I didn't know what went in them. You know,
and
lack that
and
curiosity.
And I think that people use that to their advantage, right? I mean, these are very complicated, scientifically complicated policy decisions. They're not as cut and dry as what should we teach in kindergarten, right? Should we reopen schools? Even that is a complicated issue to a certain extent, right?
Oh, my God, it is today, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think the enemies of freedom, let's call it that, because I don't want to say left or right, because I think sometimes there are enemies of freedom on the right too. But
I
think the enemies of freedom like to take complicated issues and think that if we are unaware of all the different facts and the nuance, we will, just like a bunch of lemmings, follow their lead. And so the left tries to, at least in the area I work in, which is the energy and climate space, they try to make it simple. Fossils are bad. We need to move to green energy, which is good. And if we just go green, everything will be the same. They don't talk about how much green energy costs, whether or not it can produce the same amount of kilowatts to power cities. But then what we wanted to talk about here is, well, where does our green energy come from, and what would this mean if we went green? And that's what the report is all about. We'll talk more, because I think I hear music.
You do hear the music. You know, I wanted to point out, too, that I don't think China in itself is very green. People wear masks there all year round every year. So we're headed into a break.
That.
We're going to talk about this article that Daniel wrote, The Red New Deal. How China wants to dominate America through green energy and everything else they can possibly get their hands on. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Daniel Turner of Power the Future. Visit his website, powerthefuture.com. And tune in here because he's here twice a month, and we will be there. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, CSETalkRadio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. I'm going to kind of turn this over to you here in just a moment, Dan, and let you talk about this article and all that you've pointed out. I have a quote from Parler by John Matz. He says, China has over 400 million people in their middle class. They also censor heavily. If U.S. companies want to sell in China, Hollywood, NBA, etc., he says, they must conform to Chinese censors. Our cancel culture is already enabling this with a larger population of people who feel it's acceptable to destroy businesses, livelihoods, and censor those they feel have the wrong opinion. Corporations, especially publicly traded, feel it is easier to give in to censors to improve stock prices and profits. And I added to this, today Americans have been forced into the reality that China, communist China, while they might have upgraded their business suits, they are still evil communists willing to kill and do whatever they have to do for dominance and power. And that's exactly, they've been plotting their dominance for a long time. It didn't just creep up on us. They've been doing this for a long time. It's creeped up on the American people. But our officials, I think they knew what was going on. They just didn't care because it met their narrative. I'm going to kind of turn that over to you.
No, I think you raise that's a perfect and extremely important point. Is this was very much a plan of China's to take this position of dominance over the last 30 years, and they have followed it perfectly. They have executed it perfectly. It is the fault of the American government. It is the fault of past presidents of both parties and members of Congress who have watched this happen and have not sounded the alarm. And in the dumbest scenario I was thinking, the dumbest analogy I was thinking at the commercial break, it's as if you're a family raising your kids and a family moves in down the block and they want to be the cool parents. And so they have all the kids at their pool. They let them drink. There are no rules. And all the kids want to go to that parent's house because they think it's cool. But you and your gut know, well, this is not good. I don't want my kids at that house. And your kids probably hate you. And they're like, well, we want to go to the cool parent's house. But you know that what happens at their house is bad. How did China get this position? Well, they were wanted to be the cool country. So if
That's right. You
are in this space, the rare earth space or the green technology space, and they said, hey, look, in Missouri, you got to follow this rule, and there's the Missouri Health Commissioner, and there's the EPA, and all these regulations. You know what? Just make your solar panels in Wujiang, China, and there are no rules. And you say, well, holy cow, no rules. I'll go to China. And that's what everyone did. So you, before the commercial break, said China is not green. And you're absolutely right. China does leave the world in pollution, and not just in terms of plastic or in CO2 emissions, ocean plastic, I mean, or in CO2 emissions, but in groundwater contamination and in environmental destruction, because there are no rules in China. They have purposely lured all of these companies from around the world to China because there are no regulations, there's no inspector, there's no child labor laws. And so it is very profitable to be in China. And what that has done is it has made us completely dependent on them for so many of our products. We've seen it with the medical industry, but I'm trying to raise the alarm on the rare earth and the green technology industry of what it will mean if we are completely dependent on China.
Well, and I liked what you said here. China is not just competition. They're our enemy. And they proved it. I mean, here they have, what is it you said? They've got 90% of our medical supplies are made in China. And they threatened the American. They threatened us that they're not, if we try to cut anything or do anything, they're not going to send us that stuff. I mean,
They've got
us over a barrel, or at least they think they do. I think Donald Trump will get us out of this if we can get the people smart enough to realize what's happened
and
continuing to happen.
And many in government, including your wonderful senator from Missouri, Josh Hawley, have raised the alarm on this. And now it is a lot easier to move a ibuprofen processing plant back to America, right? It is much easier to move medical supply equipment, because manufacturing we still know how to do in America, et cetera. But the nuance of the rare earth argument that we're trying to make is these elements are found in America. We'll talk about that in a bit. But China right now dominates the market with 95% of the market coming from China, right? They control the elements, the key components of wind turbines, of solar panels. So even if people say, well, okay, we'll just make wind turbines and solar panels in America. Well, but if the components are only made in China, well, pretty soon you could have a wind turbine factory that's broken down. They only last 10 years. Solar panels only last 10 years, and they need replacement parts. If the parts are only made in China, well, how? Hallelujah. China said, we're going to withhold medical supplies during the pandemic. What if they withhold electrical supplies, green supplies that power our grid, that power our economy? Turning America into a green economy just makes China that much stronger.
That's a scary thought.
It is.
You know, when I read the title of your article, I thought, oh, wow, you know, the Red Deal, the Red New Deal. Because that's what they're after. And people like me, who really don't pay attention to what makes things work, I don't have that scientific curiosity mind, you know, they don't realize that these components all come from China. Now, I had, some folks that advertised when I was with Derry Brownfield, and I went to see them there in Milwaukee, and they made a particular apparatus for your back that you could put in your car. You plugged it in, and it kind of massaged your back gently to keep people that travel a lot, that it, you, from having those back problems with the muscles that get tightened up while you're there, sitting there all that time. And I met with them, and they were frustrated because they had to have it made in China, but it wasn't always correct. So when they got it back over here, they had to remake it, you know, reconfigure it, re-put it back together. And you know, it's kind of like Congress passing that law several years ago about light bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
And all the light bulbs are made in China, and everybody was in an uproar, and then it all calmed down, and nobody...
Exactly.
And now we're frustrated every time we screw in a light bulb because it doesn't work. It doesn't stay there very long.
And we have been in this position before. If your listeners of a certain age, which is anything older than Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, so anyone over the age of 30 knows this. Anyone under the age of 30 probably has learned this if they've been paying attention. We have been in this position before when it comes to oil. That was the power of OPEC. That was the power of Saudi Arabia. That was why, to a certain extent, you could argue, first Gulf War, second Gulf War, people used to say no blood for oil. And that's a reductionist and kind of a dumb argument, because without oil, we have no economy, right? So it's not just no blood for oil. Oil is way more than what we put in our car. It runs our entire economy. But we've become oil independent. We don't need the Saudis and OPEC anymore. And boy, oh boy, are they frustrated by that. But we don't care about what happens in the Middle East. Look at this president who's trying to pull our troops out of the Middle East because it doesn't matter, because we don't need them. Why would we reverse course? And Deng Xiaoping, who was the Chinese premier in the 90s, many of your audience will remember that name, Deng Xiaoping, he said, Middle East has oil, but China has rare earths. And he foresaw the future and said, if we can dominate this market, we can do to America and the world what OPEC has been doing to the world. So why would we cede this position of power that we finally got out from under the thumb of OPEC? Why would we place ourselves back under a master when we don't need to? And that's the alarm that has to be sounded.
And it goes, you know, we've talked before with you and with others, you know, that that China has, they have this monopoly on the market. And, you know, the United States has been caught up in this. And now we realize how bad it is with this pandemic. And that's a topic for another story, for another day. But it's everything. And you and I both know that. I bought my husband, and Rudy got one, too, an American flag for Christmas. And it says Made in America, Made in the USA. And Daniel, when we opened it up to put it up, the pole and the bracket to hang them is made in China.
Yeah.
So how deceiving was that? You know, you think you're buying this thing made in the USA. Well, the flag itself was, but to hang it, you got to have China. I mean, it's just, it goes on and on with the things that we purchase that are made in China or somewhere else. You can't buy decent, at least girl shoes, made in America anymore. I think Melania and I should start our own shoe factory. But anyway, that's Melania and I both like the high heels. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. If you've got a topic about China, if you've got a comment, make it quick, make it sweet. 877-895-5410, and Daniel Bethann will be right back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
Liberty Oil Field Services brings you the following fracking facts. Did you know fracking is the reason America is now number one in oil and natural gas production? Thanks to the fracking industry, America's energy is more efficient, more affordable, and our air is cleaner. America is now exporting fuel and making America great again. Fracking is not the enemy of America. The Dems want to ban our natural resources for the sake of climate change. But banning fracking would knock America back to being dependent on other countries for our energy. So, America is fueling up with fracking. This message is brought to you by the best darn frack company, period. Liberty Oil Field Services. Learn more about fracking at libertyfrack.com. Liberty Oil Field Services, bringing America home with life, liberty, and fracking. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Daniel, I gave everybody the opportunity to call in. We got some callers. I want to remind them to keep it short and sweet. This is the segment we're going to take the calls, and we got several of them piling up. We got Joe from Arkansas. He wouldn't talk about rare earth minerals.
Yeah, I've got a question, and that's this.
Okay.
I remember reading an excellent economics book some years ago called Unforgiven by Charles Walters Jr., and there was a chapter in there called The Starch and Steel. It was about manganese. And we were being told around World War II times, apparently, that there was no manganese in the United States and we had to import it from other countries. And it said that there was this professor that said he had absolutely proved that there was a huge deposit of manganese somewhere in one of the western states, as good as any manganese anywhere in the world, that we were being lied to about this. So that makes me think, whenever I hear about, you know, we don't have this or that rare earth or this or that mineral in the United States, are we being lied to about that also? Do we really have all these minerals in the United States?
Yes, you are being lied to, as simple as could be. And here's part of the frustration I have in this argument is the same environmental groups, the Sierra Club, the Greenpeace's, National Resource Defense Council, the groups that I battle with on a regular basis, the same groups that are forcing this green agenda on us, that are telling us we have to go after it with the fossil fuel industry, we have to stop using oil, gas, coal, et cetera. They are the same ones who prevent us from mining these rare earths in America. These rare earths are found. They're found in America. They're found clearly in China. Australia has an awful lot of rare earths in them. But these countries allow people to explore them. Here's a case in point. Not a rare earth, but it is an essential element for all green vehicles. All green technology is copper. Your average hybrid car, think of all the hybrids you see on the road, has about 80 pounds of copper in it, right? Copper is extremely valuable. It is necessary for all electric vehicles. The largest copper discovery in the world is in Alaska. That mine has been fighting for 15 years to open, and the people who are blocking it are the same green groups that are telling the Joe Biden campaign, you have to mandate we all have electric vehicles. Now, there's wow. got to be some money trail in there that we don't allow us to open copper mines in America, but you want us to open copper mines in other countries. So I haven't dug into the money aspect yet. Maybe that's next. But there are reasons why they do not want us to find these minerals here in America.
Wow. All right,
yeah,
Joe. Thank you.
Pretty much what it is. It sounds like globalist corporations are funding these astroturf environmental groups.
Well, and Congress. Congress is getting they're getting money under the table. I'm convinced of that. Somehow, some way. They're selling us out, and that's just my opinion. I have no reporters or investigators to tell me whether it is or not. So, thank you, Joe. We're going to go to Tim in Iowa. Tim, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. How's it going? Hi, Daniel.
It's going good. Thanks.
Good. Hey, you know, for the longest time, I was real proud. We just switched phones. We've got a Samsung phone now. For the longest time, I was real proud. We had Motorola phones because Motorola had made a comeback. You know, here they're made over in Illinois. The factory is still there yet and everything. I thought, boy, that's great. I got an American-made phone. Then I found out about a month ago on a list that Motorola is owned by the Chinese. The Chinese bought them out in 2014.
Wow.
And you think about established companies. I know Smithfield Foods is. That explained a lot about what's going on with NASCAR, what's happened to it.
Yes.
And you see, so the biggest thing is, I got to think, they're taking over a lot of companies that we think are established American companies, and they're not. The last time I knew, Samsung's made in South Korea, but more than likely they're probably getting their precious metal, their earth minerals than that from rare earth minerals from China.
It's crazy. And, you know, that's one reason I'm going to let Daniel take over here. But that's one reason I have that book. And it says, what if everything were made in America again? And he said his light bulb came on when he tried to buy a light bulb. He thought GE was an American company. And next thing you know, it says made in China. So, you know, it's just, it goes on and on and on with the dependence we have and everything that we've turned over. They should be a very wealthy nation. They've got all our jobs over there and our manufacturing over there. Daniel,
yeah,
I'm going to turn it over.
It's our money. It's our equities, too.
Yeah.
And I have Daniel. No problem with companies manufacturing where it makes sense for them to be profitable. But this is the mistake, is that when we have for decades assumed that China was our friend, and I watched, starting with the Clinton administration when they gave China most favored nation status, and we watched during the Bush administration as jobs shipped to China, same with the Obama administration, but no one raised the flag to say, okay, we never want to see jobs leave America, right? But if these jobs went to New Zealand, if they went to Canada, if they went to even to Mexico, those countries do not have an ideological war with the United States government. Those countries are not our enemies. And so, of course, we never want to see jobs leave America. But when we send jobs to countries that are truly hostile to us, case in point, for 80 years of the Cold War, we never shipped jobs to the Soviet Union. Why do we treat China differently than we treated the Soviet Union? And why did we understand intrinsically in our DNA, and maybe Reagan did the best job at this, Why do we understand that the Soviets were genuinely a corrupt and evil country? Why were we afraid of Soviet power? And with China, which is just as communist, we kind of brush over and like, the Chinese, they're fine. We'll send them our jobs. We'll send them our cash. We stifled the Soviet Union and we bankrupted them. We could do the same thing with China. All it takes is the political will, and I only see one person, and that's the president, who has the will to do it.
I was going to say, maybe we don't mind corruption because D.C. is so corrupted in and of itself. Thank you, Tim. I got one more caller to go to before the end, before we finish this segment. We've got Roger in New Mexico. Roger?
Yes, very good discussions here. Trump has the same problem Lincoln had, slave labor in China. Follow the slave labor. All American corporations putting all of our factories over to China, going over to China. They don't want to upset the apple cart because they're making a killing. I ordered a metric cap from an American MSCE tool company. It cost me $17, and they sent it in a shoebox. Oops, charged me $13. It cost me $30 for the tap. It's the size of your thumb. Okay, I had the wrong thread. Had to reorder it. So they gave me my $17 back. I went on the internet. I found it in Hong Kong for $3 free shipping. I got them side by side. They're identical. So the American corporations are buying $3 apps in China and selling them to me for $30. Everybody's on a gravy train. That's why everybody hates Trump, because he's upsetting that. But I have one that's really good.
And you think of the number of workers who have to get paid a fair wage in America. They have to go through training. How many workers in any manufacturing plant have taken the day off because they have to do a Black Lives Matter sensitivity training? And that's productivity. And all those things cost money. And family leave costs money. And so your average American worker is expensive, which means the products are expensive. But if I can ship all that to China, where they pay children $1 a day, well, that's very good for the company. And this is where corporate interests are not necessarily America's interests. And we have to stop following corporate interests and care about our country.
And I hear the music. Roger, I know you had one more point, if you can make it really, really quick.
Oil. Okay. In 1960, I'm 20 years old at the University of Oklahoma. Our state senator sent me a letter I should have kept. He predicted the 21st century. He said America has to make a decision. Do we develop domestic oil, or do we invest in super tankers and go overseas and suck up all the cheap oil? You know what he did. He says, let's leave our oil in the ground. It's money in the bank. In the 21st century, when the cheap oil is all gone.
And I'm on the clock. I'm on the clock. We got your point. Thank you, Roger. We're on the clock. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Power of the Future's Daniel Turner, and we will be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Makeup America is a brand new line of makeup made in America. Ladies, did you know that most American beauty brands do not make their cosmetics here in the USA? There is no guarantee of quality and transparency of ingredients, testing on animals, abidance to health and safety regulations, or quality control within the manufacturing environment. The old saying, beauty is only skin deep, refers to what's on the inside of the woman. And as you know, what's inside your beauty products matters to your skin. Make Up America is made in the USA, and they pledge to you that their products are non-GMO, paraben-free, fragrance-free, and never tested on animals. Flaunt your patriotism with Independence Red, Lady Liberty Blue. There's a variety of nail and lip colors to match, and lip care. MakeUpAmerica.us. Use promo code BETH20 to receive 20% discount. MakeUpAmerica.us. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Don't miss Jason Chaffetz, former congressman and Fox News Channel contributor, when he brings his wit, wisdom, and compelling message for life to Columbia for the Vitae Foundation's annual pro-life event on Tuesday, July 21st at the Holiday Inn Expo Center in Columbia, Missouri. Chaffetz rose to chairman of the powerful House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, only the fifth time in 100 years a three-term representative ascended to such a position. Chaffetz shares his passion for the value of life, just like Vitae. Vitae's digital marketing strategies promote a culture of life while connecting women facing unplanned pregnancies with life-saving resources. Reserve your seat today for Vitae's dinner event on July 21st by going to adsforlife.org. The dinner will begin at 7 p.m. There will be social distancing guidelines and precautions taken for your safety. That's Jason Chaffetz on July 21st in Columbia, Missouri. Register today at adsforlife.org. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Daniel, we just Rudy just got some breaking news on his phone that the UK now is banning Huawei. So, you know, they've been stealing and thieving from everybody. I guess everybody's kind of catching on to it. And I had to, I have to ask, before I let you take over here and finish our show up for us, I have to add, you know, whenever we talk about China, I go back to whatever happened to that office manager of Dianne Feinstein? Whatever happened to him? Nobody ever talks about that. Where did the guy go? Is he still working for her? I bet he's still working for her.
I'm sure he's no longer there, but was he ever, you know, brought up on charges? Was he just allowed to leave the country? So, yeah, absolutely. Look, China has made it very clear that they are spying on us, that they are listening in on our devices, that they are monitoring. Absolutely. They don't hide it. So why do we continue to let them do that? And that's in terms of buying products in China. In terms of giving China more power over us in any vital elements of our lives, medicines, et cetera, and now with energy. There needs to be, and that's why this president is under such attack, because he is the first person to really call out this China threat. And thank God he's doing it, because the threat, it will not go away.
You know, America has been so comfortable for so long. And most of us, even though I realize we've had a lot of Americans in the last couple of decades out of work, several decades out of work because of everything going overseas, everything going to China or other places, to Mexico. But we've been comfortable enough that we don't want to realize there's still enemies in the world. And I think the pandemic has awakened the patriots that realize we do have enemies, and some of them are domestic. Some of them want to change us and make us look like China or Venezuela. But we do have enemies, and China is an enemy.
Yeah, and that's just a very that's a simple question for anyone to ask at the debate stage of any candidate, of anyone who's running for office. Sometimes people say, what can I do? How can I get involved? Here's how you can get involved, because everyone is going to be facing an election this November. Go to a candidate's event or email them or call them and ask them the simple question. You are pushing a green agenda. China controls 95% of green technology. If China was willing to withhold medicines for us during the pandemic, what guarantees do we have that China won't withhold energy from us if we go green? So do you think going green is a national security risk? Paraphrase it however you want.
But not quite the way AOC was mentioning it.
No, and here's what they will do. They will talk about climate change and frontline communities, and they will talk about the planet, and they will say how we are at terrible risk of sea level rise, and you say, fine. I agree with all of that. I don't. That's all a load of hooey, but let's just say for argument's sake, okay, fine, I agree with that. But is turning our sovereignty over to China the only solution? Because that is what we are doing if we go green. And Joe Biden, you have to go on his website. Oh, it's sad to go on his website. It's such drivel. It really is. It's just terrible, but I have plowed through it multiple times. Go on his website and see the promise for how many solar panels he's going to buy, how many wind turbines he's going to buy, how many battery charging stations he's going to force on the American people. Well, not only is he buying it with taxpayer dollars from China, we're talking about trillions of dollars of transfer of wealth, but then China will control the actual components of those things in perpetuity. So when that wind turbine breaks, well, what good is it if you can't get the parts from China? And when that solar panel needs to be replaced, well, what good is it if you can't get the parts except from China? And that's the real long-term risk. And that needs to be addressed by our national leaders.
When we think of the finite parts of things that are running and working, just like that little back apparatus, that it had, the little component had to be made in China, and yet when it got here, it wasn't quite what they wanted, so they had kind of reconfigure it. But your furnaces, your air conditioners, your vehicles, your computers, your phones, every little thing, every little thing that has some kind of component on it, I guess it has to come from China.
Mm-hmm.
So where would we be? You know, I have this vision. I've watched some sci-fi movies where the world has been destroyed and there's just a few people left and they're walking through the shell of an earth, you know. Where would we be? Would America become the hole that the president accused these third world countries of being because they bought into the communism and the socialism and nobody can make a living? Is that where we're going to be? Is that where we're headed? America is better than that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we were told, we were promised by our leaders for the last 30 years that as we allow this to happen, as jobs move to China, et cetera, they will enter into the middle class, they will experience prosperity, they'll get a taste for freedom, and then that will be how we will not have to bankrupt China the way we had to bankrupt the Soviet Union. China will cash out of communism as they enter into prosperity. So for 30 years, we shifted jobs, we shifted wealth, we transferred huge amounts of our capital to China. Has China become freer? Has it become more capitalist? Has it become no? Their concentration camps have grown. Their violation of human rights have grown. Now they've taken over all of Hong Kong. So China hasn't been saved by capitalism. Capitalism has been polluted by China. And anyone who and this is my biggest argument is yeah, they say, well, what about free markets? This is not a free market argument. This is a survival of American sovereignty or the power of a Chinese communist country. And free markets do not exist when your enemy has a gun to your head, and we are not experiencing free markets right now.
It goes back to the willing seller. When we talk about eminent domain around here, it goes back to the willing seller. He's only willing because you've got him over between a rock and a hard place. And that's what China's got us now.
Exactly.
And, I think the American people can work their way out of it.
They can. And you know, so many of these products we talk about are designed, and if you look at the back of your iPhone or your tablet, it says designed in California, made in China, right? We can make them in America. We just choose not to. And I think the Americans have to choose to say to Apple, I'm not going to buy your phone unless you start making it here. I'm not going to buy your products unless it's made here. We cannot give more power to a country that wants to see our demise. We have to stand up for America.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Daniel, for bringing all this together and pointing out to us what's really going on. We got to say it over and over and over again. And just the people have got to understand the enemy. We've given him charge. And we need to take charge back. Thank you so much, Daniel, for all that you do with Power of the Future. Visit powerofthefuture.com. And join Daniel and I twice a month right here on CSC Talk Radio as we both try to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.